Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Bonus pod, first one in a long time. Welcome to Fantasy Football Today, reacting to Rob Gronkowski retiring. He is hanging it up, at least for now. Adam Schefter tweeting that Drew Rosenhaus, Gronk's agent, wouldn't be surprised if he came back at some point during the season or even next season. But right now, we can't draft Rob Gronkowski, can we?
No, unless, you know, we just had a draft 10 minutes ago and he did get drafted.
That was 20 minutes ago before we saw the breaking news, but
yeah. Don't draft him, but also I'm not, like, in a shallow dynasty league, I'd drop him, but in a deeper dynasty league, I'm not dropping him.
Okay, let's talk about it. First at quarterback, then running back, then wide receiver, then tight end for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So Tom Brady wasn't in your top five. Where was he now? Where will he be once you digest this Gronkowski retirement news?
I don't think I'm going to move him. I was the low guy on him, I think. I had him at 8. Unless Godwin is out for, you know, significant portion of the season, I think he'll still be fine with the three receivers that he has and whatever Cameron Brate or what they do at tight end will offer. But, I mean, it's a loss. But it's still Brady in this offense, and I think he'll still be okay.
Yeah, I wasn't projecting the Buccaneers with Rob Gronkowski, so I'm not going to move him.
Really? But it's just, they're so thin now. You know? I mean, it's tenuous here.
Relative to what they were last year, sure. But they have Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Russell Gage is a very good number three wide receiver.
Yeah, and Rob Gronkowski only had 623 yards in 16 games in 2020. He did catch 7 touchdowns, but, you know, Brady had a fine season in 2020. Wasn't great at the start, but and finished pretty strong. Of course, he had Antonio Brown for half that season as well. There were 3 games that Tom Brady played last year without Brown and without Gronkowski, and in those 3 games, he scored 32 points against the Bears, 33 points at the Saints, and 17 points in that weird loss at Washington. But 2 of the 3 games, Tom Brady was a total stud. So it's still a top 8 quarterback for Jamie and Heath. Let's go to Leonard.
Isn't it weird that we've spent a lot of time talking this offseason about the guys who have left their respective teams, and then we look at those quarterbacks and what they've done without those guys? Rodgers without Adams, Mahomes without Tyreek Hill, now Brady without Gronk. And it just seems like it doesn't matter. It just shows you how great those guys are.
Yeah. We'll find out.
Small sample sizes, obviously.
It is. So. I always go back to... This is not the same, obviously, but I always go back to the Jordy Nelson year when he tore his ACL. It was terrible for Aaron Rodgers. I guess you probably look at Drew Brees without Michael Thomas that last year. But anyway, let's go to Leonard Fournette. Does he change? Does he move up or down in the rankings? Second round pick right now, Leonard Fournette.
No.
I'm not changing anybody as a result of this, except for Cameron Brate.
Okay.
Maybe Gage a little bit, but that's it.
It makes me feel a little better about Evans as a top 12 wide receiver if Godwin's ready week one. That's really about the only change that I would have. And I'm not drafting Gronk anymore.
He's such a...
And I really think he's probably going to come back and play again.
He's such an end zone target, though. That's gotta matter, right? He's such a touchdown guy.
I mean, so is Evans.
Yeah, I don't... Does it hurt Brady? Does it help Godwin? Does it help Gage?
It hurts Brady's ceiling. You know, so when you start to, you know, debate him versus the other quarterbacks, you know, for me, there's 7 guys. I don't know where you have him, Heath. I think I remember Dave had him at 5. When you start to look at why this guy over this guy, or why would I justify taking this quarterback? You know, I think this obviously is a knock against him, clearly, but he's still going to challenge for 5,000 yards. You know, so, you know, you mentioned 600 yards 2 years ago. What do you have last year, Gronk?
He had 802 yards in only 12 games. He went from 39 yards per game to 67 yards per game.
So you have, you know, the numbers that if Russ, let's just say all three receivers, all three top receivers play, you know, the majority of 17 games. They only had Antonio Brown for 5 games last year.
So is that it? Wow.
7 games, whatever it was. It was a very small amount of games that Antonio Brown played. And so, you know, if Gage plays 17 games, he probably gives you over the course of a season what Gronk and Antonio Brown give you in the sample that they have, or close to it.
All right, so what are you going to do with Cameron Brate then, since he's the the whole reason for the bonus pod, apparently? It's the Cameron Brate episode.
Well, I think Gage is a winner here, you know, because now you have two things in his favor. You have Godwin injured and no Gronk. And so, you know, I think Gage now creeps into, you know, for me, he was at the top of the wide receiver 4 range. Now I think he creeps into the wide receiver 3 range, because you have one guy potentially not going to be there, and then the other guy potentially not going to be there to start the season. So, Brate for me is still a number 2 tight end. I don't think he becomes a starter, but he's in the guys I would consider drafting if I draft 2, but he's at the back end of that.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to have Tampa Bay tight end top 20 probably.
All right, so let me ask you, Russell Gage, or how many rookie wide receivers, I guess, would you take ahead of Russell Gage at this point?
None.
Wow. Yeah. Probably 4.
If Godwin's ready to go for week 1, Jamie, do you change your mind on that?
No.
Okay.
I mean, my top rookie receiver was Drake London, or is Drake London, and he's like 35, so.
How about Elijah Moore or Russell Gage?
Gage.
More.
How about Gabriel Davis?
Davis.
Okay. All right. So look, some bonus pods are hot fire. Some of them are just, you know, we'll get some information out for you. That's fine. We don't need hot takes in every one. Not a huge reaction, I guess, to the Gronk retirement.
Well, what's the percentage you think he comes back middle of the season?
Even if it's 100%, it's still going to affect the way I view everybody on the Bucks.
Right? So you were going in, like, yesterday, you were drafting Tom Brady as if Gronk was playing.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I think that's why I don't have the reaction, because I was not.
Okay. You know, I just look, with Brady, there's 2 starters from the offensive line gone. There's no Gronk. There's no Antonio Brown. We don't know. I mean, we could say Godwin's ready for week 1. Is he going to be as good as he was? I don't know. And he may not be ready for week 1. And you've got no more Bruce Arians, so perhaps a more conservative approach, perhaps. I think there's a lot working against him. And I feel like if everything is fine, then Brady's going to have a huge season. One thing, if one receiver gets hurt, Evans gets hurt all, you know, a lot. He misses time or plays hurt. I don't know. It just seems like he could be more like, when you have him QB8, he could be that. He just may not have the same upside.
All right. So for me, the guys I have behind him, I know you're a big Burrow guy. You're taking Burrow or Brady at this point?
It's so dependent on Chris Godwin. It's really hard to answer that question.
Godwin ready week 1. Who are you taking?
Brady.
Godwin ready week 4.
Burrow.
Godwin ready week 3.
I'm gonna say Burrow. If Godwin's not ready week 1, then it's just, I'm gonna have questions about how healthy is he really gonna be when he comes back. You know, are they gonna push the timeline? That does happen.
You're in the majority, by the way, because Burrow's ADP is ahead of Brady's already.
But that's right. But I'm not there yet. But yeah, I do think that. All right. Well, look, it's not my show. Anyway, let's.
It's fair. I mean, Heath, you're not a Burrow guy, but I don't know who you have after Brady. Russell Wilson or Brady now?
Yeah, I'm still probably going to be Brady unless Godwin's starting on the pup. If Godwin's active week 1, it'll be Brady.
I'm going to end this fun. Thank you guys for hopping on for this bonus pod. Really do appreciate that time. And thank you all.
I thought you were told 10 minutes.
For watching.
We have to sit here and stare at each other for another minute.
A minute and 14 seconds, yeah. We're out of here. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Gabe will be on the show, so we'll get his reaction. We'll talk about the top 5 running backs in fantasy. See you later, everybody. Have a good one.